Hi, I'm Reagan Barnes from Mom of 8, and this is your 2-Minute Mom Tip, empowering you to elevate your mothering experience. Do you remember this catchy tune? It's Eye of the Tiger from the Rocky 3 movie. I confess I haven't actually seen Rocky 3, but I have been developing the Eye of the Mommy. Let me explain. For many years, I was unable to see messes. I was so absorbed in the present task of making more of a mess that I didn't pay much attention to existing messes. This kind of blindness is a blessing to some extent because the messy environments of mothering 8 kids don't faze me. But being comfortable in my own mess doesn't make my family and friends feel comfortable. So in that sense, it has been more of a curse. So I have been trying to improve my mess vision. And now I have the Eye of the Mommy. Hoping to give my children a head start in life and not have to be embarrassed into cleanliness, I have been figuring out how to instill in my offspring the desire and ability to be tidy. I've taught my kids that after they've completed a job, they need to have it inspected. That's the order it's supposed to go in. Finish first, then get inspected. Sometimes, though, they ask for an inspection, and when I go to do it, it's clear the job has not been completed very thoroughly. So now when they report that they're ready for inspection, I respond, "Did you use the Eye of Mommy?" They'll often go back and work again for a few minutes, and that's okay. They're learning to see messes on their own. I personally know that improving that eyesight is a gradual process. Sometimes it seems there's an eye patch on my own Eye of the Mommy, and our home is not as tidy as it could be, and that's okay. Really, an important purpose can be served in allowing the kids to suffer from the opposite of cleanliness. They'll be more able to appreciate when our home is clean and more interested in doing the cleaning. Moms, try encouraging your children to use the Eye of the Mommy next time and see if they can upgrade their chore performance on their own. Then share if this practice elevates your mothering.